hits, and they also have 91 RBIs, but they've been struck out 158 times. So against losing to Fond du Lac, that was the third time they were shut out this season. So they're looking to not have that today and take down a Raptors team that's been struggling, obviously. So, you know, the Raptors were 1-6 straight at one point in this year, but since then they just haven't been able to find a winning streak and win games consecutively back-to-back. So that's going to be the question. Are the Raptors able to start a streak here in Wausau? Because it doesn't get easy, and the schedule only gets tougher. 9 of the next 10 games are on the road for the Wisconsin Rapids Raptors, because they played a lot of home games to start this season, a lot of games to get acclimated to the schedule and acclimated to the Northwoods League play. But right now, this starts an away stand of 9 of the next 10. So they have Wausau in the next two. They go for a doubleheader on Wednesday at Green Bay. They go to Fond du Lac on Thursday. They come home for a game on Friday. And then they have a four-game away stand in Michigan, where they take on Battle Creek and Traverse City. So these two teams getting set here in a fun environment here at Athletic Park. It's about 304 to left center, 315 to right, and then about 380 to center. So we're going to take a quick step aside here on WFHR National Anthem, coming up here shortly.
If you are a firearms enthusiast, Dixon Gun Shop LLC in Nakusa is a name to know and trust. At Dixon Gun Shop, they buy, sell, and trade firearms, ensuring you will always find the perfect piece for your collection. And here's something special. They're a proud veteran-owned business committed to serving their community with honor and integrity. Whether you're a seasoned shooter or a first-time buyer, they'll assist you every step of the way. Dixon Gun Shop LLC, 328 Market Street, Nakusa, or call 715-886-4867. That's 715-886-4867.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Raptors Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones Financial Advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Fear you're missing out when you miss our conversations on air? You can always join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
Saturdays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
We return from Athletic Park here in Wausau, Wisconsin, but the Raptors looking to get back in the win column tonight, and they have struggled since then. So the question is, how are they going to be able to do that? Because they've had hits, but it's been the times for them. They've had those timely hits where it's just, it hasn't been the best for them, because you look at it, they've had great pitching, but there's been times where it's been streaky. You know, don't get me wrong, they've had times where they've been 3, 4, 5 strikeouts, but then from there giving up 4, 5, 6 hits in a row, and just like, that's exactly what happened at the top of the ninth yesterday, giving up 5 hits and 4 runs in that inning. So you look at it, can the Raptors put together a complete game? There's been times where they've looked like one of the best teams in the Northwoods League. There has been times when they've looked like one of the worst, because it's just been times, it's just pitching hasn't been successful. The hitting has been streaky. But you look at today, can they get back on the front foot and look to get in the win column? So leading off for the Raptors is Nolan Sailors, the Creighton product. So Sailors will be stepping in now. And Sailors, a guy that's on 2 hits and 12 at-bats, batting a 167. He struck out 3 times. So Carl Relam is getting the start on the mound. Relam, a guy that appeared in three games with an 0-2 record, 12 and two-thirds innings of work. The Coastal Carolina product from Las Vegas, Nevada. Looking to transfer, though, he paid there for his first year. He's acquired his 9 strikeouts and a 5.68 ERA as the first pitch comes in for a strike, 0-1. So Briggerman at first, Donahoe at second, Brent Witter at third, and Simon Sherry at shortstop. So Relam sets and serves as Sailors flies a ball out on the left field side. 0-2. No balls and two strikes. Carl Relam, a guy that appeared against Wisconsin Rapids back on June the 6th, 5 2/3 innings of work. He had 5 strikeouts and 6 hits. Third pitch on the way, up and away for a ball. 1-2. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Nolan Sailors, the left-hander, batting a 167. Relam sets, serves the 1-2, in and popped up out on the left side, out in foul territory. Left fielder Drew Berkland was looking to come after that, wasn't able to do so. Count remains at 1-2. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Carl Relam, the right-hander. Decent crowd on hand here at Athletic Park. So 1-2 count. Relam sets, serves the 1-2, and finds the outside of the zone for a ball. 2-2.
He didn't pitch at all this season for
Coastal. So Nolan Sailors, a career high batting average of .307 with Creighton as he swings in a short ground ball that goes into the shortstop. Sherry flips it up in the glove, and the throw over to first is right on time for one down. So Sailors grounds out. And this brings out Jack Passier, 22 hits on 63 at-bats, batting a .349, which leads the team in as well. So the right-hander had 10 runs with 9 RBIs, and a guy that you definitely have to watch out for. The Rafters very fortunate to have Jack, the Pepperdine product, who batted a .345 for them this season. First pitch comes in for Relam, way outside, as not able to catch that was Jake English. 1-0 count. So Basir only struck out 36 times this season. He had 58 hits, 13 doubles, and 34 RBIs. Second pitch comes in for a ball. 2-0. 2 balls, no strikes.
Last Saturday night, not this past Saturday, before that.
The 2-0. Down low for a ball. So 3-0 count. Jack Basir ahead early. A guy that started 44 of 46 games this season for Pepperdine was one of the key pieces in their success. The 3-0 comes in for a strike just inside of the zone, 3-1. 3 balls, 1 strike, 1 out. Setting and serving the 3-1. Swing and a pulled ball that drops into right field. Jack Basir will take first. And just like he called upon, and just like that was needed, Jack Passier continues his excellent play and will take first base with a single. So Brendan Bobo is due up. Bobo, a guy that was obviously the team MVP last season. 2 hits on 17 at-bats, though. He's not had a great start, batting a .118. He struck out 4 times, and a guy that is looking to just get under his feet again. Batting a .298 in the Cal State Fullerton guy sees a strike, 0-1. No balls, a strike. Jack Basir stands at first. A sunny 80-degree evening here at Athletic Park. The 0-1 comes in, swinging a ball that drops in the right field. And once again, back-to-back hits for Wisconsin Rapids. Bobo takes first.
On the board as well. So
Bobo at first. And at second is Basir. So the Rafters, 2 straight singles. And just what they need. Jack Gervich is due up. And Gervich, a product out of San Diego, the University of San Diego guy. And he had 3 home runs the other night, the Northwoods League Player of the Night. So Bobo at first, and at second stands Basir. First pitch comes in for a strike, 0-1. So Gurevich batting a 324, 11 hits on 34 at-bats. He leads the teams in home run and RBI. He's got 14 of them. He's down on the count 0-1. The 0-1 comes set and serves as Basir fouls one off on the right side. 0-2. No balls, two strikes, one out.
In a game against Lakeshore.
Bobo at first, at second is Basir.
Saturday night in the 7-3 win had three home
runs. The 0-2 comes in, upstairs away for a ball, 1-2.
Four home runs on the season.
So Brendan Bobo excited to get his third hit of the season. Rafters two hits early, can they cash it in? One down, the 1-2 comes in.
Swing and a miss,
strike two, strike three, excuse me. So Gurevich strikes it out swinging, and that's two down as Relam gets his first strikeout of the evening. So Garrett Broussard is due up.
And with the Gurevich strikeout, that brings up the shortstop, Garrett Broussard.
So Broussard is a guy that has been struggling a bit.
From Utah Valley.
Batting a 163, he sees a strike down the plate, 0-1. So two on for the Rafters. At first, Bobo. Second is Basir. And two down for Wausau. They're looking to make it number three. The 0-1 comes in. Swinging a shallow ground ball that goes over the shortstop, Sherry. The throw across his body to first is on time for the third out. So the Rafters get two hits, but unfortunately not able to cash it in. As we head to the home after the inning, score 0-0. We'll be back here on WFHR.
You are listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by Wisconsin River Orthopedics, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, SNS Distributing, El Cafe, Edward Jones Sky Manning, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Chris Inda Next Home Partners, and Dixon Gun Shop. Stream every game all season long at WFHR.com or through the Civic Media app.
They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Chris Inda. As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you can rest, recuperate, and call home.
Ask about the Homes for Heroes program today at 715-741-1851 or search for Chris Inda Realty on Facebook.
Go yard this summer with cool cash rebates from Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Right now, you can upgrade to a new Bryant AC and get up to $1,350 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. It's a surefire way to beat the summer heat and walk off in style. Comfort Air, your local experts, doing whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Hurry, this offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, A-I-R-E.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Well, we return from Athletic Park as Hayden Cody will step on the mound. 1-0 record he's at, 6 3 innings pitched, allowing two hits. He's acquired five strikeouts, and importantly for him, no runs. He appeared against Wausau back on June the 7th. 3 3 innings pitched of work with no hits, no runs, or no strikeouts. He was just there and was able to, well, get it done. So Cody will step on the mound, and that means due up for the Woodchucks, Dalton Pearson. 8 straight games where he's been able to get on base, 4 straight games where he's had a hit, batting a .316. Leads the team in RBIs with 13 in the Georgia State product the Rafters have had trouble with. First pitch comes in for Cody. Pearson puts a bunt down on the left field line. That goes out of play. That pulls away, but that looked good for the moment. So Pearson's had 2 home runs as well. And the native of Atlanta, Georgia, and a great leadoff guy for Wausau. head coach Brock Moss. And for the Raptors, Kirk Schreider in his third season at the field manager. No balls, a strike. Dalton Pearson is down on the count. So Cody on the mound, Bobo at first, Shane Taylor at second, Jack Basir at third, and Garrett Broussard at short. Cody comes set, kicks and serves the 0-1. Swinging fouled off on the backside, 0-2.
He's batting 318 on the season.
No balls, two strikes. Cody pitched in one game in his freshman season back in 2021, and he suffered a season-ending injury that made him not available for the 2022 season. He's a rising redshirt sophomore out of Cal State Northridge from Mission Viejo, California. So getting his first start of the season and looking to get it off on the right foot. Cody comes set. Looks half, kicks, winds, and serves the 0-2 down low for a ball. 1-2. This is a guy that's a great baseball player, but he struggled with a season-ending injury in his senior year of high school. It was cut short due to COVID. So the 1-2 comes in. Pearson swing and a miss. Strike three. Hayden Cody starts it off with a strike. And that ball comes upstairs. And so the Raptors get one down here as the third baseman, Brent Witter, is due up out of the University of Evansville. And the rising redshirt junior from Sheboygan, Wisconsin, batting a 333. He's got four RBIs. So one down. So Cody comes set, serves, and finds his own for a strike. 0-1. A lot of these games have gone very fast between these two teams. That gives credit to their excellent pitching. So one out. The 0-1. Inside and away, just down low for a ball. 1-1. One ball, one strike. One down here, bottom of the first. Cody comes set, kicks, serves, and just outside of the zone, 2-1. Two balls, a strike, and Brent Witter is at four RBIs out of the University of Evansville. 2-1 count. Cody sets and fires a 2-1, swinging a popped up ball backside. Count runs at 2-2. One down here, bottom of the first. Raptors two hits. It started with Jack Basir and Brendan Bobo, but unfortunately they were not able to cash in any of those runs. So a 2-2 count. Hayden Cody wearing the number 9 for the Raptors. A 2-2 comes in, swinging a bouncer over to the third baseman, and Basir, the throw across the diamond, is on time for the second out. So Basir, excellent heads-up play, was just right on the money with that one as Drew Berkland is due up. So the Minnesota Golden Gopher from Wayzata, Minnesota, who's had 8 RBIs, believe it or not, 2 home runs, batting a 270. So Berkland, the left fielder, and the rising sophomore. And coming set is Cody.
University of Minnesota.
He'll set and fire the first pitch. Inside of the zone for a strike, 0-1. Raptors two down. Looking to go a 3-up and 3-down inning here in the bottom of the first. No hits yet for Wausau. The 0-1 comes in. Cody fires and finds the zone. 0-2.
Drew Berkland's down 0-2.
No balls, two strikes. Cody kicks, winds, and delivers the 0-2 up and away. Outside corner for a ball. 1-2. So Cody looking to continue that here today. Just continue his excellent pitching. As Cody fires in the 1-2, swinging a ball, pulled into right field. That drops on a one-hop bounce before Sailors can get to it. And the first hit of the game for the Woodchucks comes true for Drew Berkland. So Berkland at first, and Raptors not able to have a 3-up and 3-down inning, as this brings up the right fielder, Colby Wallace from Cal State Fullerton. And the rising junior from Santa Margarita, California, He's batting at 200 with an RBI. So Berkland will take first. And two down here in the bottom of the first. Cody sets and fires as a swing and a ground ball that goes into the second baseman, Taylor. The throw at first is right on time. So Shane Taylor, excellent put out there, a heads-up play. So the score is 0-0 as we head to the top of the second inning here on WFHR.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Every 3 minutes, a baby is born with a cleft, making it difficult to talk, hear, eat, and even breathe. Help Smile Train change the world one smile at a time. Learn more at smiletrain.org/learn.
Hey, baseball fans. Are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Maxing Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
So after a put out there from Shane Taylor, he's going to be due up here in the top of the second inning. Score is 0-0. So Shane Taylor, the product from Las Vegas, Nevada, and attends Utah Tech. So he's had 12 hits on 42 at-bats with 3 runs, batting a 286, and he's had 6 RBIs to go as well. So Taylor, the left-hander, slotted in at second base. So top of the second. And Carl Relam is on the mound. So 2 hits for the Rafters in the first, and 1 hit for Wausau. So Basir and Bobo, the ones to get a hit. Rafters looking to continue that here in the second. Carl Relam sets fires, and Taylor pops one out on the left side, out of play. 0-1. No balls, a strike. Relam will come set. Looks in on Taylor and dials in the 0-1. Just above and away, outside edge, 4-1. 1-1. So Shane Taylor, a career 321 batting average with 90 total RBIs in 3 seasons at Utah Tech, as the 2-1 comes in. So 2 balls and a strike. He had 41 putouts and 71 assists, 5 of those versus Utah Valley back on April the 30th. And 928 fielding percentage. 2-1 comes up and away outside for a ball. 3-1. So great crowd on hand here on Athletic Park. A lively atmosphere. Yeah, right in the heart of Wausau. So Relam will come set. Dials in and serves the 3-1. Up and away. And out for ball number 4. So Shane Taylor starts things off with a leadoff walk. He'll take first, and this brings up Anthony Gallison. Gallison with 7 hits on 27 at-bats. He's at 5 RBIs as well and 3 runs. Batting a 259. So Gallison had an RBI yesterday. He had a decent day and was able to get 2 hits. So Gallison, the Coastal Carolina product from Colts Neck, New Jersey. So Relam sets and serves up and away for a ball. So 2 teammates here. Coastal Carolina, Carl Relam, And a Coastal Carolina product, Anthony Gallison. So, pitching coach Ross Davis having a word with these guys. So, the infield getting on the mound and settling down Raylan Murley, because right now he's been throwing balls left and right, and the Rafters have been able to get guys on. They've had two hits. Taylor's been able to take first off of a walk, but you know, with this is definitely an interesting matchup between these two guys, two teammates that play on the same collegiate team together. And when that's always the case, especially in summer ball, they always have a little bit more motivation. And I mean, why wouldn't they? You know, obviously your teammates, you know, when in the season, but when it comes to the summertime, you face each other, you definitely want to one-up each other. And I think that's what's going on here. The 1-0 comes up and away for a ball 2-0. So Taylor at first. Two balls and no strikes. Nobody down here in the top of the second. Raylan fires the 2-0. And just below the zone for a 3-0 count. So once again, Rafters batter way ahead in the count. Taylor stands at first. The 3-0. Way outside for ball number four. Taylor's going to take second. Gallison will take first. Four straight balls, and that puts two runners on here for the Rafters. Nobody down. So Gallison at first, Taylor at second, back-to-back walks, and this brings up the center fielder, Ty Johnson. Johnson batting a .297. He's had 22 hits, 74 at-bats. He's had the most at-bats on the team. He's had eight runs as well. So the McLennan Community College alum, I should say, heading to Baylor next year in the Power 5, as first pitch comes in and above the zone for ball 1-0. So the Rafters, if they can capitalize here on the walks from Carl Raylan, they could be in good shape. They've already had two hits, two runners on here in the top of the second. Raylan glances over at second and serves the 1-0 down low in the zone for a ball 2-0. So coming down in the zone once again, six balls in a row for the product from Coastal Carolina and the Las Vegas native. So the 2-0 inside for a strike and finding the zone. So 2-1 count here, top two. Ty Johnson, who's had seven walks, and he's been struck out 14 times, but he's had eight RBIs. On base percentage of a .366. So the 2-1 inside and down low on the right corner. So with three balls and a strike. Rafters one ball away from having the bases juiced with nobody down here in the top of the second. The 3-1 inside for a ball. So ball number four, Johnson will move to first. Gallison at second and Shane Taylor, the Las Vegas native, at third. So bases juice, and this brings up the nine-hole batter, Levi Jensen. So Jensen batting a .095. He's really struggled at the plate. He's been a reliable catcher behind the plate. When his time to come up to bat, he struggled. Four hits in 42 at-bats, four runs as well. He's had seven walks and struck out 16 times. So the question is, can Jensen get a hit? As Raylan falls off the mound, throws a ball way down low, 1-0. Rafters three balls away from driving in their first run. So bases juiced, nobody out, top of the second. So Raylan will come set and serve the 1-0. Once again, outside for a ball, 2-0. So Raylan's inability to find the zone might pay off for the Rafters. It sure has as of now. The 2-0 and comes in and finds a strike right down the plate. 2-1. Johnson at first, Gallison at second, and Shane Taylor at third. No outs. Woodchucks retired four batters in the first, but struggling here. The 2-1, Jensen swings, goes over to third, and the throw at home. The one more to first. Wow. Excellent play there from Brent Witter. Caught it in the glove from Jensen, threw it at home to get Taylor out running, and then the throw from English at first over to Brickerman wasn't in time.
So the Raptors does not score a run.
So the Raptors don't get a run as Taylor gets out at the inning at home plate. So bases juiced once again.
Nolan Sailor's back up for
him. Sailor's is due up, who grounded out on his last at bat. First pitch comes in for a ball, 1-0.
1-0 count.
So Jensen gets the first off of a fielder's choice from Brent Witter. But once again, one out. Sailors pops one out on the backside. 1-1. One down. Jensen gets the first. First base coach Brian Dyer clapping his hands and cheering on Sailors, who grounded out on his last at bat.
1-1.
The 1-1 comes in, and just above and away, 2-1.
Nolan Sailors, like I mentioned, the Creighton University man.
So one out. Brent Witter heads up play to make the throw at home to get Taylor out. Jake English then threw it over to first, and it was just in time. As the 2-1, swing and a miss outside, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, one down.
2-2 count from Raylan. We could use another big out here.
Two balls, two strikes. The 2-2 comes in, and up and away, fastball just outside of the zone. 3-2, full count, one down. So the Raptors one ball away from taking a 1-0 lead here in the top of the second. Jensen at first. At second is Johnson. At third is Gallison. The 3-2 comes upstairs out of the zone for ball number four. So Gallison will get home, and the Raptors take a 1-0 lead here in the top of the second. So another walk for Carl Raylum. That's his fourth of the day so far. He's really struggled up at the mound. Top of the second. Raptors lead 1-0. Sailors at first as Basir sees a ball, 1-0 outside. Sailors at first. At second is Jensen. And the Flower Mound, Texas native Ty Johnson stands at third. A 1-0 count. Way outside and down low as English had to reach out to his right for a ball. 2-0. Orlando Rodriguez, third base coach, at third. One down, top of the second. The 2-0. Swinging a ball pulled out on the right field side. 2-1. One down, two balls, a strike. So Jack Basir was able to get on base on his first plate attempt as he drove a ball into right field as a wild pitch comes from behind at the back check. Trying to get home at the slide at the plate is Johnson is safe. So the Raptors take a 2-0 lead off of a wild pitch from Carl Raylum, and it comes through advancing the runners. So Jensen at third and Sailors at second. Raptors take a 2-0 lead. Johnson darts home from third. So a 3-1 count. One down, top of the second. Raylum will come set. Kick and serve the 3-1. Swing and a fly ball that goes into center field. And coming under it is the right fielder, Colby Wallace, who reaches out, makes the grab. But tagging up from third is Levi Jensen. Raptors take a 3-0 lead here in the top of the second. So a sack fly RBI from Jack Basir pays off. So the Raptors lead 3-0. And staying at second, Sailors. So the only runner on is the Creighton product, Nolan Sailors, and Brendan Bobo, who got a base hit on his last at bat, is due up. Two down, First pitch on the way outside for a ball. And a great start for Brendan Bobo, a guy that struggled prior to today. Two hits on 17 at-bats. He starts today 1-for-1. Raylum glances at second, serves the 1-0. Swing and a miss on the inside edge, 1-1. Two down, Rafters lead 3-0. Big inning here in the top of the second. They're able to get fortunate off of the wild pitching from Carl Willam. So the 1-1. Swing and a miss again. 1-2. So Raylum ahead in the count. Looking for the third strike just to get out of this inning. So Raylum, the look over at second. The 1-2. Swinging a ball driven out on the left field side. Popped out for a foul. 1-2. Rafter still two hits, but three runs. Been able to be disciplined up at the plate, not swinging anything they haven't liked. So a 1-2 count. Raylum fires in, up and away, and reaching out is English. 2-2. Rafters lead 3-0. Here top of the second. Inning is not over. Brendan Bobo. 2-2 count. So deuces run across the board. The 2-2. Curveball up and away for a ball. 3-2. So full count. So 3-2 count with two down. So 35 pitches from Carl Willam. As the full count delivery comes down low, but in for strike three. Bobo can't believe it, but the Rafters get three runs as we head to the bottom of the second. They lead 3-0. We'll be back in a moment here on WFH.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Mainly clear tonight with lows around 58. Easterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly sunny skies and calm again tomorrow. Highs level off around 85. Clear skies tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 58. Dry with temperatures a bit above average Wednesday and Thursday and highs in the mid-80s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 85.
Wisconsin River Orthopedics of Wisconsin Rapids features the area's only open MRI unit. What does this mean to you? If you are claustrophobic or if you're big or overweight, you'll love this open MRI. If you are nervous about loud noises and other MRIs, you'll appreciate this open MRI. Plus, they feature board-certified musculoskeletal radiologists to read your images. If you need MRI, ask for open MRI at Wisconsin River Orthopedics in Wisconsin Rapids. Go to WROinstitute.com or call 424-8255. 1881, relieving pain and restoring lives.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball on WFHR.
To the bottom of the second we go. Rafters, a three-run inning off of the questionable pitching from Carl Willam. Allow guys to get on and get walked. And so Rafters take a 3-0 lead. Much needed for them. Here as Hayden Cody will step in on Jesse Donahoe, batting a 278. As first pitch comes on the outside, 1-0. So much needed for Wisconsin Rapids. They've only had two hits, but three runs. So Willam really struggled up on the mound. A guy that's had four walks so far as the second pitch comes in for a strike. 1-1. So Jesse Donahoe is batting in the upper 400s in his first couple games here for the Woodchucks. Has since then gone down to 278. 10 RBIs as the 1-1 comes in outside for a ball. 2-1. He's had two home runs as well, so the Georgia State products from Columbus, Georgia,
State Panther from the Cal State.
So the 2-1 count, Cody fires in and finds his own 2-2.
Fastball, 2-2 count. Donahoe playing in his 17th.
2-2 count. Rafters able to retire four batters in the first inning, looking to have similar success here in the second. The 2-2 comes in down low and just away on the inside for a ball. 3-2, full count. So the count runs full, a full count, one hit, and that belonged to Drew Berkland. So the full count, 3-2, comes on the outside for strike number three. Hayden Cody, his second strikeout of the day, and it comes here in the bottom of the second. So due up is Colin Briggerman out of Oklahoma State. The rising junior from Smithton, Illinois, batting a 182. He stands tall. And a left-hander. One out. Cody delivers in. And backing away is Briggerman for a ball. 1-0. So two hits for the Rafters. One for Wausau. Rafters, the all-important three runs as the 1-0. Outside and away for a ball, 2-0. Between these two teams, the games have gone pretty fast. And you would say that's been giving the credit to their pitching and how well both sides have done on the defensive side. The 2-0 popped off on left side for a foul, 2-1. Two balls a strike with one out. Hayden Cody, a Cal State Northridge product, two strikeouts so far on five batters. He's down in the count, 2-1. The 2-1 finds the zone just on the upper edge, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. So Colin Briggerman, the first baseman, batting a 182. The count runs at two apiece. The 2-2 swing and a miss on the inside on a curveball from Hayden Cody for strike number three. So that's his second straight strikeout. As Colin Briggerman goes down swinging, Jake English is due up, the catcher out of the University of Kansas. And the rising redshirt junior from Olathe, Kansas, batting at 214. He's had four RBIs and has a home run. So the right-hander, after looking for a three up and three down inning, two straight strikeouts. Swing and a grounder over to the shortstop. Not able to field it is Broussard. That drops in the left field. So the second hit of the game for the Woodchucks comes true. And that's what gets them going. Jake English is able to do that. So English at shortstop and Simon Sherry. Now the shortstop is due up. So English hits a ball over to Broussard. And Broussard not able to field it. So Simon Sherry, the University of Evansville product from Santa Claus, Indiana, batting at 233. Cody comes in and fires a ball way on the outside edge. Reaching out to his right was Jensen to make the catch because that went behind him, sure enough. English was going to take second. So 1-0 count. Cody delivers in and finds his own inside for a strike, 1-1.
He's batting 233, seven hits.
So two RBIs for Simon Sherry, a trustworthy shortstop at the sixth position, the 1-1. Outside and away for a ball, 2-1, comes on the right edge.
He was on the all-defensive team in the Missouri Valley Conference this past season.
Two balls a strike with two outs.
He was a part of.
At first, standing is English. The pickoff attempt over to Bobo, and English slides towards the rubber. 2-1. So two balls, one strike, and two outs. Setting and firing is Cody. The 2-1 finds the top of the zone, 2-2. So deuces across the board. Two outs, two balls, and two strikes here in the bottom of the second.
Simon Sherry looking to keep this inning alive for Wausau.
At first is English. Cody The pickoff attempt once again over to Bobo. And sliding safe at the bag is English. So each team with two hits. Raptors with three runs. As the pickoff attempt once again over to Bobo. And sliding at the rubber was English. So not in time. It's back-to-back times he's done that. Cody is really pushing English back towards the bag. Cody sets and deals the 2-2. Curveball outside for a ball. So full count with two down. Raptors on the verge of getting two runners on for Wausau. Two outs, three balls, two strikes. Cody, the payoff. Swing and a popped up ball out on the right side, fouled off. Count runs full again, 3-2.
Jake English will be running for sure this time, though. No reason to even think about checking back over here.
So English at first, and the shortstop Simon Cherry in a full count situation. Hayden Cody with already two strikeouts this inning. Three strikeouts total. Can he make it number four? The 3-2 comes in inside for ball number four. So Sherry will take first. English will move to second. And we return and we go into the bottom of the order. Michael McGinnis batting in the nine hole. The DH from Georgia State and the rising redshirt sophomore out of Newman, Georgia, who's at four RBIs. So Simon Cherry is able to take first. Two runners on. And the tying run up at the plate. Raptors lead 3-0. Michael McGinnis, who's a third Georgia State product in the lineup. Cody glances at second, delivers in, and finds a ball up and away. 1-0. Bottom second. Raptors lead 3-0, but the Woodchucks threatening here in the bottom of the second.
It's a powerful hitter. Has a lot of pop behind his bat.
The 1-0. Outside as Jensen throws over to first. The tag in time is not there, and Bobo thought he had it on Simon Cherry. I did too, but just a fraction of a second late. Bobo, as soon as he tagged him, he was ready to head towards the dugout. But Jensen almost a put out for out number three. So 2-0 count. Rafters were on the verge of a three up and three down inning. They had two straight outs, but now two runners on. The 2-0 swing and a drive into deep left center field. This ball is gone. A three-run shot from Michael McGinnis, and the Woodchucks tie this up 3-3 in the bottom of the second. Just like that, McGinnis on his first home run of the season. And this game is all square at three apiece. Wow. Cody can't believe it. Neither can I. As Mike McGinnis recording his first home run of the season. And it comes true. So a three-run shot. And this game is all square. Three apiece. Bottom of the second. Two down. Return to the top of the order. As Dalton Pearson is due up. So McGinnis, the rising redshirt sophomore, absolutely slams the ball into left center field. So first ball comes in for a strike, 0-1. So just like that, when the Raptors lead 3-0, a three-run inning, they give up three in the bottom of the second. This game is all square at three apiece. So the 0-1 comes in. Pearson pops one off on the left field side, 0-2. So Hayden Cody, a guy that hasn't given up a run all season, gives up three here in the bottom of the second. 0-2 count with two down. A big shot there from Michael McGinnis.
And it comes at the perfect time. 3-3 ball game here.
The 0-2. Way up, and Pearson had to duck for a ball. 1-2. One ball, two strikes, two down.
Swinging his first time up against Hayden Cody.
So Pearson struck out swinging on his last at bat. As a 1-2 count, Cody sets in a swing and a fly ball that is skied into the right field side. Bobo looking to come under it and reaches out and makes the grab. So Bobo, an excellent grab, but the Woodchucks, a three-run shot from Michael McGinnis. This game is all square at three apiece. Don't go away. We'll return in the top of the third here on WFA.
It's described as fresh, a little fancy, cozy, affordable, comfortable. And veterans, teachers, construction workers, cashiers, receptionists, and you will enjoy the daily specials and deals at El Cafe. It's now open in Port Edwards. The owner of El Cafe can't wait to share his dream journey of an all-new restaurant with you. El Cafe, serving breakfast and lunch Tuesday through Sunday, 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. Enjoy El Cafe, now open at 221 Market Avenue in Port Edwards, next to the police station.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Konoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Shriners Hospitals for Children has been creating wonderful opportunities for children in need. This life-changing medical care helps them do the things they've always dreamed of. Go to loveshriners.org.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
To the top of the third inning we go. This game is all square at three apiece, and a pitching change in store for the Woodchucks. Logan Danseason is due up, the Sylvania, Ohio native from Toledo, as he's looking to continue what has been a season for him. So Danseason coming in, and a day cut short for Carl Willam. So Danseason is stepping in on the mound. So Danseason, a guy that hasn't had really much work on the mound, so he'll step in against Jack Gurevich. So Danseason, the Sylvania, Ohio product, hasn't had any work on the mound, so he's throwing his second pitch of his first appearance here in Wausau. So 2-0 count on Jack Gurevich. So Gurevich, who struck out in his last at-bat, is due up. So Danseison in his first inning of work as the 2-0 comes inside for a strike, 2-1. So the Sylvania, Ohio native from the University of Toledo. So a Toledo Rocket as the 2-1 comes up and away for a ball, 3-1. So just like that, Gurevich ahead in the count here in the top of the third. So a three-run inning for the Rafters in the top of the second. In the bottom half of the inning, a three-run shot for Mike McGinnis, 3-3 game as the 3-1. Backing away is Gurevich. He knew it the entire way. Ball number four. Gurevich will take first. That puts a runner on here for the Rafters in the top of the third. So Garrett Broussard is due up, who grounded out in his last at-bat. So Broussard, no balls, no strikes. And Danseison is due up. Danseison fires in and throws a strike on the inside. So the Toledo Rocket, making his first appearance against the Rafters and his first appearance this summer. The 0-1 comes in inside on the left edge for a ball, 1-1. So a lot of walks between, you know, pitchers we've seen this game, because in the bottom of the second inning, it was two down, back-to-back strikeouts for Cody, but two straight walks. And then Mike McGinnis was up and absolutely cranked the ball into left field as Broussard fouls one off, 1-2. So Broussard grounded out in his last at bat. He's 0 for 1 today. And a guy that's batting a 163 with 7 hits, 5 runs across the plate. The 1-2. Way inside, and that nicks the left elbow of Broussard. Broussard will take first. Gurvich at second. Nobody down and 2 runners on here in the top of the third for the Rafters. So Shane Taylor is due up, and he was walked on his last at bat. 4 Rafters have been walked as Carl Relam's day has ended because he reached the max pitching limit in the second inning with 35. That's the rule in the Northwoods League. 35 pitches in an inning, you automatically cannot come back in after the inning's over. So Shane Taylor, batting in the sixth hole, walked on his last at bat. First pitch comes in for Dan Sizen and finds his own for a strike. So Shane Taylor batting a 286. He had a 3-run shot versus Wausau back in a game where the Rafters won 3-0, and that was the entire game. It was in the bottom of the first. A 3-run shot came from Taylor, so he's had success against the 0-1. A pop-up bunt that goes on the right field side. Running after it is Dan Sizen. Reaches to the bag and tags it before Taylor, but that advances the runners. So Gurvich at third, Broussard at second. And so one down, Dan Sizen decided to take matters in his own hands. So Gallison is due up, who walked on his last at bat. That was popped on the right field side on a bunt. Dan Sizen ran after it, scooped it in the glove, and tagged it before Taylor could at first. But the Rafters have 2 runners in scoring position with 1 down. First pitch comes on the way, outside for a ball on Anthony Gallison. Oh, and 1 count. Excuse me, 1-0 count. 1 ball, no strikes. Rafters on the verge of gaining this lead back. The 1-0 comes in as Gallison pops one up on the right field side. Out of play for a foul. 1-1. 1 out, 1 ball, 1 strike. Rafters threatening, 2 runners in scoring position. Gurvich on third, Broussard at second. One's across the board. Dan Sizen sets and serves the 1-1 as Gallison flies the ball out on the right field side. Out of play, 1-2. 1 ball, 2 strikes here in the top of the third. 1 down, each team with 2 hits, each team with 3 runs. So it's been about a dead even game. Rafters got 3 in the top of the second, and a Mike McGinnis 3-run shot in the bottom half of the inning is where we stand at 3 apiece. The set, the serve, the 1-2. Swinging, Gallison drops the ball in between second and third, rounding third, and heading for home is Gurvich. And Broussard gets to third, and so the Rafters regain the lead here in the top of the third. Anthony Gallison with his 6th RBI of the season. So a 1-run RBI single for Anthony Gallison, and he's starting to find his rhythm here in the past 2 games. Second game in a row with a hit.
For the second time in the same amount of innings.
So at third is Broussard. 1 down, Rafters lead 4-3. That's the third hit of the game.
Field manager Kirk Schreider.
First pitch comes in as swinging a ball that's grounded and not able to be fielded from Briggerman. He falls down while doing so. Getting home is Broussard, and the Rafters lead 5-3. And a single there. The fourth hit of the game from Ty Johnson. So a 1-run RBI single comes once again on the fourth hit of the game for the Rafters. So bottom of the order, Levi Jensen is due up. 1 down, Anthony Gallison stands at second.
That brings up nine hitter Levi Jensen.
First pitch comes in for Dan Zeisen and finds a zone for a strike, 1-2. Rafters lead 5-3 here in the top of the third, a high-scoring game, 8 combined runs, and we've only played 2.5 innings.
0-1.
No balls, a strike, one down.